Hi, this is Brian Owen sitting in the car outside the Amex, having witnessed one of the great Amex occasions as Brighton beat Chelsea by 4-1. A big enough story in its own right without some of the other factors to it. But a first win for Roberto Zerbi's Brighton head coach, a first defeat for Graham Potter as in charge of Chelsea, a first Brighton win over Chelsea, first Brighton win for quite a few weeks, and well-deserved, a hugely impressive performance, and one when they found some goal scorers from somewhere as well, unlikely sources, but they got the result and the goals that their football deserved, which hasn't always been the case of late. Now, obviously, the big story here, the plot was Potter returning, some of his colleagues as well returning on the coaching staff with Brighton, plus Marco Correa, the left-back. So that's what dominated, I suppose, the build-up and the atmosphere. It's what led to a fantastically motivated, highly charged home crowd who were in good voice, not for a long period before the game started, not in the stadium itself, but once the teams were coming out, and then throughout the game, people have been talking about here afterwards, is that the best atmosphere we've had at the stadium? Sort of hard to compare. The one that gets mentioned quite a lot is the playoff semi-final against Sheffield Wednesday, isn't it? But that was for sort of half an hour or so. This was sustained for most of the afternoon. It's got to be the best sustained atmosphere I can remember. The loudest one-off noise I can remember here was at full-time against Man United at the end of the first Premier League season. But this was throughout the game. It was hostile, and there were boos, and there was some chants sort of taunting Graham Potter, but it wasn't really nasty. It's easy for me to say, I suppose I wasn't on the end of it. I mean, Kukurea did look a bit shell-shocked with the reception he got when you think of the hero he was here not long ago. You can go into the debate, the reasons and the whys and wherefores for that as much as you like. I know one reporter was sort of seemed to be looking for reasons to highlight Brighton being a bit ungrateful on their reception of their former heroes when I spoke to him before. But generally, we'll see what the reaction was like. We'll see how people respond. We know what we've seen. It's nice to look at these things without thoughts sort of influenced by what you're hearing from outside. I've spoken to just a few people after the game. I've watched the game myself. I haven't listened to any radio commentary or watched any TV listening to commentary there. So just my own thoughts. Let's talk about, just briefly, I don't want this to be about Brighton beating the old manager, about Graham Potter. I don't want it to be really about him, because it's about Brighton starting life under Roberto Zerbi. Launchpad, first win, some of the football, some of the decisions he took, some of the flexibility shown by the team and by individual players. So let's clear up obviously the Potter return was a massive part of this. That's what got everybody wound up, certainly in the stands. And a super performance by Brighton, just intensity, pace. They imposed themselves so... just high-powered start to the game. They went ahead, I think it was 5 minutes, Leandro Trossard, and what a cool finish that was. But there were two occasions before that when it took fantastic clearances by Thiago Silva to deny Trossard himself and Estupiñán, who I think had his best game for the club. So it was a high-powered start, like that Sheffield Wednesday playoff game, if you like. But think now, Brighton are playing against top opposition, Champions League opposition who've beaten Milan home and away, and they just set about them and left them looking a little bit shell-shocked. Two own goals in that second, forced in that first half. Robert Sanchez with a couple of really good saves, and then in the second half, well, you know what happened. Chelsea, the one thing you need when you're trying to launch a major comeback is a very early goal, and they got it, but they couldn't build on it. Sanchez with another couple of saves, and then Brighton saw it out really well. Big finish from them, scored, could have made it. The crowd wanted a fifth. Maybe they could have had that as well. Graham Potter afterwards feeling that the scoreline didn't quite reflect the game, that it was closer than 4-1 looks. That Zerbi obviously very pleased with his team, very pleased with the crowd, very pleased for the club. He said quite nice stuff about what this club is, this opportunity means to him, and The content of that I think is embargoed until tomorrow, so I can't actually use it, but look out for it. There's some really nice stuff he said in his press conference, which was quite lengthy actually. In terms of the Potter though, what happened there, he was obviously booed when he, I thought it was quite hard to boo him in a way, because what does he do? He doesn't walk alongside the pitch or go out into the middle of the pitch, but the fans found an opportunity. Look, I know it's not a popular opinion, but I thought it was a little bit of a shame to see Bruno being booed as he, by the West Stand, as he walked off and he sort of looked up, and I wonder what was going through his mind. Ben Roberts as well at half time, because at half time Chelsea changed goalkeeper. Kepa went off with a bit of a foot problem, apparently not to do with the fact he conceded three goals. Edouard Mendy went on, so during half time he went and warmed up with Ben Roberts in front of the North Stand. Ben Roberts was getting a bit of a hard time off them. It seemed fairly hostile to start with. This is from a distance, but it seemed to me that it became almost quite humorous. The crowd sort of revving up as he went to take every cross that he was putting in for the keeper to catch. Look, we know what Bruno and Ben Roberts have done as coaches in terms of Roberts, Exhibit A, Robert Sanchez's performance today, and also in terms of players, Bruno captaining Brighton to the Premier League. Ben Roberts, for those who sort of don't remember, was the goalkeeper in the team who conceded very few goals on the way to a playoff final at the Millennium Stadium, which they won, which is obviously, promotion is great in its own right, but that was also a fantastic, just an outstanding opportunity to showcase the need for a stadium, as more than 30,000 people went down to the Millennium Stadium, showcasing the need for the arena in which Brighton played this afternoon. So he did a lot for the club as well, and he was rewarded for it, but I don't know if he deserved necessarily to be booed, but people will disagree with some of that. But the main point is that's done. That itch has been scratched. Chelsea have been seen off 4-1. And now it's all about Brighton under De Zerbi, an exciting future. They were missing both teams were missing important players, don't get me wrong, but Brighton without Welbeck, unwell, without Veltman, injured, without Levi Colwill as a potential defensive stand-in. Obviously, Brighton were playing against his parent club. They put Pascal Gross on the right, that's the one I think we didn't see coming when we saw the 11 names listed at 2 o'clock. Pascal Gross on the right of defence, and just using his football intelligence, basically, and he got through it. He was up against Raheem Sterling, and there was one moment I remember in the first half where Chelsea worked the ball to Sterling, sort of inside left channel, just inside the box. He wanted to shift the ball inside and curl it. You could tell exactly what he wanted to do. Gross read it, just jockeyed him, kept close, didn't allow him that space, and then didn't dive in. And then when the second came to do so, he put a foot in and won the ball cleanly, as the VAR check underlined. So a word for him doing that job, and then he rounded it off, obviously, with the goal. Brighton put Enciso on for the later stages to try and hit Chelsea on counter-attacks. He looked like he would chase anything, and he had a couple of shots parried before Gross put away that fourth goal. But so many performances to look back on. I mean, I didn't mention in my live report Alexis McAllister hardly put his name in, but I suspect he did an awful lot of good work in midfield, just unsung work. Some good interventions by Lewis Dunk, Adam Webster, Sanchez, as I say, made some fantastic saves, but also just his general play, claiming crosses, distribution, just a really good all-round performance. Solly March was announced after the game. You might have missed it, but after the final whistle, he was announced as sponsors man of the match. Again, another good performance from him, and some interesting things that Zerbi was saying after about his potential and how he's maybe underappreciated. But Zerbi obviously in a good mood afterwards, and Graham Potter spoke at length as well before being surrounded for the Monday papers by a group of reporters there, wanted to know sort of what went wrong and how Chelsea come back from this. In terms of Brighton, I think because of that flexibility, that was really good to see Gross playing that. You know, they got by without some missing some good players, and they got those rewards. They got those goals. Okay, two own goals, but decent balls. Estupiñán putting Chalabar in a terrible situation where he could only just poke the ball into his own net ahead of Mitoma, who looked like he was going to score. Mitoma starting the game, by the way, big part in the first goal which Trossard scored. So that's that. I keep saying the word fantastic. I remember saying fantastic too often at Old Trafford, but some of these games, that's what happens. It's not going to change the world. Bigger clubs, richer clubs. Let's say richer clubs. We'll still see other clubs doing things well and try and take the shortcut to get that success story. Can they replicate it at their bigger club, richer club, more famous club, whatever? I don't know. But that's not going to change. People will still travel out of Brighton to go and support these bigger, richer clubs. Bit by bit, I say it will never change. Bit by bit, there might be changes. Brighton again, you know, this is just another little step in that direction towards establishing themselves as one of the regular Premier League clubs, top half Premier League club. Another little step in that, on that road which we've been following them on, and which Graham Potter helped them on, of course. So it's not going to change how football goes. It's not going to change the world, but it's going to ease a few senses of injustice. It's going to serve as a greater memory for Brighton fans who are here this afternoon. And as I say, forget Chelsea, forget Graham Potter. It's a fantastic landmark launch pad for this potentially exciting new start Brighton have with De Zerbi, with the players still here. And on to the next one. Wolves away. What an afternoon. Brighton 4, Chelsea 1.